Orla, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Eish Shabo Avuseinu La'aretz. If Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, at the time when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they found a tree, Matsu Natua, if they found a tree which was already planted, the Mishnah says, Pater. The Mishnah says that such a tree is Pater from Orla. A tree which was already planted before Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael does not have the rules of Orla. Why is this so? Because the pasuk says in Vayirkav ki savo el haaretz unetatem kol etz machal prat lishenatu goyim kodem shabasem laaretz, to exclude a tree which was planted by non-Jews before Bnei Israel came into Eretz Israel. Natu, says the Mishnah, afal pishalo kivshu, but if they came into Eretz Israel and they planted a tree, even though they didn't capture the land yet, they were in Eretz Israel, they entered the land, but they had not conquered it yet, chayav. One who plants a tree before the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, but once they have entered, so then the tree is chayav in Orla. This is because it says, v'chi savo el haaretz, when they enter the land, even though they have not conquered it yet. Hanotea l'rabim, one who plants a tree for the purpose of many people, as if he has no interest in the tree itself, it's going to be like hefker, it's going to be for other people, chayav. He's chayiv in Orla, a person like this, the tree is chayiv in Orla. Shenamar, because it says, unetatem afilu l'rabim. The pasuk says, unetatem, even if you plant it for rabim, for the purpose of many individuals, it's chayiv in Orla. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda is poter. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees because there's a riboy acha riboy. The pasuk says, yiyeh lachem arelim. There are two riboys, one after the other. Ve'ein riboy acha riboy elolamayit. When there are two riboys that follow each other, they really come to exclude. And the exclusion here is that one who plants for the purposes of Rabim, for many people, not just for himself, so then he's Pater from Orla. The Mishnah continues to list cases where I might think that it's Pater from Orla, the tree is Pater from Orla, and however, the Mishnah tells us that it's Chayav in Orla nevertheless. Hanotea b'Rishus HaRabim, a single person who plants a tree for himself, but in Rishus HaRabim in the public, or a Nachri Shenata, a non-Jew who plants a tree. Some Mefarshim say that it refers to a non-Jew who plants a tree in the field of Yisrael. And some Mefarshim say, that is even if he's noteya for himself in his own field. V'hagazlan shenata, or someone who stole another person's field and plants a tree in that field. V'hanoteya besvina, somebody who plants a tree on a boat. V'haola me'ilav, even if the tree just started growing by itself, no one planted it, chayav b'orla, even though all of these are exceptional cases, and one might think that in such a case a person is not required in the dinam of orla, chayav b'orla, the Mishnah teaches us that these cases, a person is chayav in the mitzvah of orla. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Ilon shenekar v'asela imo. An ilon, a tree which gets uprooted, and the sela is imo, a sela is with it. In other words, a sela means all the dirt and the branches which surround the tree trunk, and the roots which surround the tree trunk. Vasela imo, so that's the sela. The sela is still with it. Even though it got uprooted, it still has some dirt and roots that are uprooted together. Shtafo nahar, the water, or a nahar comes, a river passes over it and uproots the tree. Vasela imo, but the sela, again, the roots and the dirt is still with this tree. Im yachal lichyos, Pater. If the tree somehow gets reconnected to the ground, im yachal lichyos, if it can live with this sela itself, with its own sela, it's able to live, so then it's as if the tree was never really uprooted, and it's pater from orla. We don't view it as if, when it gets reconnected to the ground, that it's as if it's planted again from the beginning. V'im lav, but if when the tree was uprooted, it was not able to live on its own, and only because you replanted it and put it back in the ground, only then can it live. So then you're chayev, because it's as if this is the first time we've planted this tree. It's not as if this tree was planted already for 3 years. Nekar hasela mitzido. If a tree is uprooted only a little bit on the side, the roots get uncovered. O shizizato hamacharesha. Or a plow comes and messes around with the roots, uncovers the roots a little bit. O shizizo, or he moves it around, va'aso ba'afar, the Rama switches it to va'aso bi'afar. In other words, it gets uncovered, the roots get uncovered, this tree, the roots of the tree get uncovered a little bit, and we added a little dirt to put it back. So the Mishnah says, Im yachal luchios, if the tree could have lived without adding that dirt and recovering it, so then it's potter. It's as if it never got uprooted. And it's as if the tree had been there the entire time. It had already gone through the mitzvah of Orla, and therefore it's potter. The imlav chayav, but if the tree was unable to live without putting on this extra dirt and replanting it, so then it's chayav because it's as if this is the first time that the tree has been planted.